Good evening. It's me again. It's still fucking Monday. It's still Monday. There's a reality that transcends most reality, and it is just beyond the periphery of your understanding if you're willing to drift there. This other reality is known to shamans, the enlightened whisperers of the Far East. This other reality is understood by those few who've traveled to the Kasbah. They've seen the forbidden truths. They've understood what they learned. They ascended, and they remembered. And they traveled fast, man. Never forgetting where they came from. Not really knowing where they're going. Not really understanding the path of tomorrow and yesterday, but drifting with the particles that inhabit those empty spaces that are on the margin between falsehood and fact. And I know you're thinking, what the fuck, Dan? What does this all mean? It might not mean anything, really. It could mean nothing. But there might be a deeper truth hidden. Maybe it's behind the bookshelf. Maybe it's in the other room. I know you're alone right now. Did someone just call? Is that other truth upstairs? Is there somebody upstairs? Is someone upstairs hiding the truth? And is there a way to divine a deeper understanding of what the gods once gave to man to build the pyramids? Who knows, buddy? But I guarantee you, there is a general chord of existence, an octave of reality. There are scales of good and bad. There are notes between the half notes. And one day most of it will drift away. And after all of creation is erased like a hard drive with a magnet, a new world will arise. A new race of super beings with the ability to talk to animals. And it will be a time of great joy and peace. And there will be celebrations. And the aliens from all over the universe, they'll arrive to welcome us into the cosmic brotherhood of deeper understanding. And we'll arise to the next level. But the next level, buddy, it's a problem. The real fucking problem to get to the next level. Because the elevator to tomorrow, the elevator to yesterday, that elevator, that escalator, that tunnel to another level, it's flooded with empty fucking dreams of Nowhereville, buddy. Because this is all bullshit, man. And you need to embrace life and liberty, existence, love. And you need to transcend on your own, buddy. No one's gonna get you there. Except your own catapult of imagination.
Good evening, friends. I don't know how you're feeling on this Monday morning. I'm feeling kind of okay. But there's a general darkness drifting around the horizon. Something deep and throaty. I think we can see from our own lives that the space between now and forever is too long. And you can drift all you want to into the nonsense of yesterday, but you'll be trapped in the same maze of regretful tomorrow. And you might think that's all theoretical, like space aliens or
laser craft from dimensions far and wide. And those aliens, they carry technology that you cannot possibly imagine. They will travel at over 7,000 times the speed of light. You might think that this is all impossible, but what do you know really? What lurks in the darkness behind that cave of the mind? What drifts past our yesterday? What shall reap our tomorrow? Nothing is coming for you. Nothing is coming. I'm sorry. Do you not sense that it's almost over? Good evening, friends of the realm of tomorrow. I'm calling you or talking to you this evening because I put in an order for pepperoni pizza at Basbo's downtown, and they're working on it as I speak. They are working very hard at Basbo's for me. They're going to create a special kind of pizza. It reminds me that we are all born into the universe as children to a laser beam cosmic jellyfish. We will wait for our pizza until we have to wait no longer. And there's reason to believe
that this whole pizza thing is just a magical nothing idea that is just part of my own brain and not necessarily to be related to other humans. Something to be kept inside. Something to be used against me in a court of law. And if we travel or communicate or live within the realm of the breathable ethereal vacuum, it's in those moments, the twilight moments, that we regret what we've said. It's in the twilight miracle that we forget that the pizza delivery guy might just be somebody named, I don't know, let's call him Roger. And Roger isn't a cute little alien from, you know, My American Dad show. Roger isn't Roger the Rabbit, you know. He isn't a friendly Mr. Rogers. Roger is a man who delivers pizza because for several hundred thousand years, all he ever did was deliver souls to heaven. And so Roger trudges in his own way, Roger is looking to change his life, so he stopped delivering souls as a Grim Reaper. And so Roger delivers pizza, but he's not actually delivering pizza. Roger is delivering pizza, but he's not just delivering pizza. He's delivering a pizza that was designed for him by creatures that exist within the inner earth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The pizza is not coming from Basbo's. I think it is because I dialed the number, but I'm wrong. The pizza was made in the inner earth. Pizza was baked next to the inner sun, which is a fusion reactor centered at the center of the earth. And you might say, well, Dan, you're getting a special kind of pizza that comes from a magical, whimsical land at the center of the earth. And your thoughts are, well, why aren't you okay with this? You know, why are you spilling out this weeful homage in your broken keyboarding, which has no talent or thorough goodness? You know what? I just made up a word, but you know what I'm saying. The delivery man is delivering a special kind of pizza from the inner world, but it's not any ordinary kind of pizza. It's an invitation to join the intellectual collective of the inner world, technically known as the Mole People. And these pizzas, once delivered, basically, they, how can I say this, transcribe or transport or inject their message into you via the chemical processes of the human digestional tract. And once in the digestional tract, the signals are sent out via complex mRNA transmitters. These complex, you know, molecular structures involving organic chemistry rewrite your brain structure. And after a few hours, you're not the person you used to be. After a few hours, you start remembering thoughts about an ancient people that crawled into the center of the earth to avoid a cataclysm of the dinosaur race. About 100 million years ago, plus or minus 100 million years, the ancient humans were being attacked by the dinosaurs. And after many battles on the periphery, the ancient humans, they drilled some holes at the Arctic, at the South Pole and the North Pole. And these were their escape hatches. And all of this was a mystery until Admiral Byrd in the 1920s actually met the people of the inner earth and opened up a diplomatic communique. And so the peoples of the inner earth opened up communication with the people of the higher earth, and the CIA decided to create a cover operation in Indianapolis, a secret kind of pizza restaurant called Basbo's Pizza. And at Basbo's Pizza, they recruit for the people of the inner earth who have run out of good breeding stock, and they want you to come to the inner earth to basically be the manslaves to the Amazonian beauty army of busty women who want you to basically go down there and be their sexual conduit to a biological future man. And that kind of a future is going to involve a lot of sex you haven't been having. And so the pizza's on its way. Pizza is on its way. The pizza is not very far away. In fact, you could say the pizza's already arrived. But what if the pizza's just a metaphor, man? What if the pizza's a way for us to grapple with our fears?
What if pizza is a way for us to understand the universal infinity by which all humans are the children of the opening cosmos of the infinite vagina? And it's possible. It's possible that all of this is true. It's possible that the entire human race lives inside of a credit card and our entire existence is a matter of numbers in a bank account. It's possible that you and I are nothing but the imagination of some advertising geek somewhere in the fantastical realm of bullshit ideas. And as we move to the further reaches, your pizza will be fine, and you'll get a piece of pizza, and it'll be yours. And everybody will remember you for having had that pizza, and there will be great songs sung and great poems written about your fucking pizza.
Good afternoon. It is January the 22nd. It's Sunday. And as you can see, it's a gray sky off to the distance here in Indianapolis. It's Saturday. No, it's Sunday. Is it Monday? It's Tuesday. No, it's Sunday, January the 22nd. And it's pretty wonderful. And as we travel and our cars on our way to various occasions, we should ponder that we are looking out into this horizon of impossibility. This horizon of awareness that stretches so far into the distance that it crosses the vanishing point. Beep. want to drift with the cowboys that ride on those trails that you see on those roads and fill the golden sails, you can fly. But you have to first learn how to cry. Then you have to learn how to sigh. But your car only has a half a tank of gas, and you don't know where you're headed. There's still time left to jump on the train, but it's gonna drive you insane. And there will be gypsy magicians and various kinds of chicanery. I didn't do that. I did that on purpose. You see how I just did it twice? Now it totally sounds like it was on purpose. Yes, you're in your car and you're alone, and you're listening to the radio, and an Alan Parsons Project comes on, but you forget the words. And as the sun begins to set on the horizon, you can see your own life. It's fading behind you. There's still a chance for you to grab the wheel, but you're being followed. It's some type of a black Chevy. It is powered by a demon's engine. It has over 20 cylinders. And yes, as you drive further and your life fades and the demon car gets closer, you begin to contemplate, why did you go out to get a cheeseburger? And you're being hunted because you are wanting the cheeseburger, but the monster, the reptilian figure, that grayish caricature staring at you with green glowing eyes from maybe, I don't know, 200 feet behind you on that lonely Indiana road. And you think you're going to outrun him, but he's still there. Or she or it, because we don't know what the driver is from a gender perspective.
But your car's overheating, buddy, and there's a good chance that you're going to run out of gasoline pretty soon. Besides, and there ain't another station in 100 miles. And you're pretending that you can dance with the devil. But the problem is, you're driving a 1980 Ford Fairmont with an inline six-cylinder engine, and it's a piece of shit. So let go of your concerns, let go of your fears. Allow the strangeness of tomorrow to just breathe over you. Your engine just blew a cylinder and the demon is catching up with you. You have to pull over to the side of the road because your engine caught fire. You're somewhere near, I don't know, maybe Lafayette, maybe you're somewhere near Martinsville, but you're not somewhere near help. You're on a dark, deserted road. Maybe it's 20 miles outside of Fort Wayne. There are scary people that live near Fort Wayne, Indiana. And as you get out of your car to greet this demon, you're reminded of a simple truth. You're reminded that you have it within your ability to take control of your life. You don't have to be destroyed by demons driving Chevys, and you don't have to own a Ford Fairmont because they're shit. And this is where a light shines from above, and a portal or a corridor or a column of light opens up to the heavens, and little angel cherubs come down to save you. Because we should end this on a high note, and you're taken away by the cherub angels, but they're not really angels, they're alien creatures who want to give you their deep knowledge. And these aliens are going to give you the wisdom of the ages, and you will take that back to the human race, and you will teach them great lessons. You will be known as the Lord Giver of Truth. Goodbye, Lord Giver. Let the ambulance take you away.